Amen. First of all, I'd like to give honor to God, to Pastor Evans, and to the people of God. During this season, which is the most exciting time for the Christians, and I'm going to be talking from the scripture, John 19:28. My theme is, I thirst. After Jesus, knowing that all things were accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, he said, I thirst. Jesus hung on the cross, not as God, but as a man who did no sin. Yet he hung on the cross for you and I. The prophet Isaiah spoke of the crucifixion as if he had a front row seat at the foot of the cross. Isaiah spoke of the life of Jesus. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 says, surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Jesus had the power to refuse the suffering of the cross. In his human form, he prayed to his Father for his own deliverance. But in his divine destiny, he committed himself to his Father and yielded to the will of God, his Father. On the cross, seeing that the scripture had been accomplished, Jesus cried out, I thirst. For those who stood around the cross, their interpretation, his cry, was a cry of comfort of his physical suffering. Some mocked him. Others offered him vinegar. But his cry, I thirst, was from the Savior, extending the greatest invitation to mankind. Through the cry of the human voice was the most unselfish plea made. I thirst, not for personal comfort, but for every soul of man that he cried out for. Jesus' greatest desire was the salvation of mankind, even through the obedience of the cross. The scripture already fulfilled, the sacrifice was made. Jesus' final request, I thirst, not for comfort, but the redemption of the souls of man. For every transgression, he cried, I thirst. For every iniquity, he cried, I thirst. For every sleepless night, he cried, I thirst. For every troubled mind, he cried, I thirst. For every cancer, every disease, every pain, he cried, I thirst. He came down 42 generations to fulfill the scripture. They hung him high and they stretched him wide, but that's not how the story ends. I'm so happy he cried out for me. Thank God when he cried, I thirst. Now I have an opportunity to the tree of life. Thank God that he cried out, I thirst. He freed me from sin that had me bound. I am so glad that he endured the agony of the cross. Seeing the glory beyond the cross, he paid the ultimate price. Lord, I just want to thank you for your precious sacrifice you made on me on the cross for me. Before I was born, Jesus already cried out for me. When I didn't know how to pray, when I didn't know how to seek him for my needs, I didn't know how to pray for my sin, Jesus had already cried, I thirst. For me, I have now living waters that are coming up from the inside. Thank God that Jesus cried out for me, I thirst. Lord, I praise you for your healing and your peace and your cry. Just, I thirst. I accept all your glory. If man would accept his precious atonement for all sins, he has already paid the price. He has already paid with his precious blood. Every sin has been covered. Our peace has been covered. He called out for God to help us even in the midst of every storm. Even through this time, Jesus already cried, I thirst. And his cry for mankind, give us the victory. It give us the peace and it give us hope. And I just thank God that he cried out for me. Oh, Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your blessings unto me. Lord, I thank you for your son that cried out for me, oh God. I thank you that he could have prayed for anything, oh God, but he cried out for me that I would be saved, that bodies would be healed, that we would be delivered. Lord, I just thank you for your son, and I just thank you, oh God, that he cried, I thirst for me. Amen.